Hachette Audio presents Distant Sons, a novel. Written by Tim Johnston. Read by Sean Taylor Corbett. For Tad Michael Johnston and Randy Larson. Blessed be ye man who spares these stones, and cursed be he who moves my bones. Shakespeare's Tomb. May 1976. As the days grew longer, the boys would hurry through dinner and grab up their mitts again and fly out the door. Wait for your brother! Back to the schoolyard, back to their places in center, at second, on the mound. The clouds they kicked up from the infield redder now, more brilliant in the dropping sun, their own shadows taller in the dirt. Stretched shadows like forecasts of their future selves, then taller still, the elongate figures crouching, adjusting ball caps, pounding long, misshapen gloves. The brick wall that is the back of the school, so familiar and oppressive as they slogged toward it in a weekday sunrise. Watch your brother! Is remade at sunset with bricks of gold, bathing the players in the joy of the hour, of this almost done day near the end of May 1976. Spring of the American bicentennial. The war in Vietnam over and gone from their living room TVs. Miss Wheeler with her short skirt playing Bohemian Rhapsody, the whole thing, on her record player. And Teddy Felt still staring at them, big-eyed from the announcements case. Teddy Felt, with his black frame glasses and his parted, mother-combed black hair. Fourth grader from Roosevelt, across town, who got off the school bus one day and never came home. Just gone. 1 year ago this spring. Teddy Felt, whose name, spoken into a girl's ear at close range, close enough to smell her hair, close enough almost to kiss her neck, would make her suck in her breath and cross herself. All this and junior high in the fall, from Kings to Twerps in 3 months flat, and none of it is anywhere near their minds as they stand in the dusk, summer's smell of glove leather in the air, smell of their own dusty, sweaty, grass-stained bodies, their voices ringing on the golden bricks, and all of it conferring on each boy a feeling of his own greatness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?